Acts chapter number 11. Stand with me if you would. Found verse number 19 of Acts 11. The Bible said, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen." Boy, upset that church. Stephen was stoned. "They traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch spake to the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came to the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem. They sent forth Barnabas, and he should go as far as Antioch, who when he came had seen the grace of God, was glad, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. Much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. When he found him, he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." You may be seated this morning. God's impressed in my heart to start a series of sermons from the hymn book, the H.I.M. book, the best hymn book I know, the KJV book, 1611, the only book I know. Now I'm going to preach out of verse 26 this morning. God help me and the Holy Ghost to trust me on this thought. Disciples were called Christians first in Antioch, and I want to preach on I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. The song says, "In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say, there's nothing like salvation in the good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I've longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I'd like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I'll tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. This morning I'd like to say that I'd rather stand on the old time chapters than anything I know. The psalmist David wrote about them in Psalms chapter 119. He sort of saying he'd rather be an old time Christian than anything he knew. Psalms chapter number 119 and verse 89, the longest chapter in the Bible, because he's talking about the chapters. I'd rather stand on the old time chapters than anything I know. Verse 89, you'll find they are settled chapters. He said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." It don't matter what me and you think about it, because they done settled anyway. Settled chapters. Verse 93. He said, "I'll never forget thy precepts. With them thou hast quickened me." They are sharp chapters. That's why folk don't like this King James Bible. It gets too sharp for them. Their sweet chapters, verse 103. Look what he said. How sweeter thy words unto my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Oh, I'd rather stand on the old time chapters than anything I know. He said they're settled, sharp and sweet. But he said in verse 114, they're strengthening. He said, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Not in the world, but I hope in your word. Strengthening chapter. Verse 130, they're simple chapters. He said, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Somebody said, I can't understand the King James Bible. That's why I got an NIV. Well, the Bible said they're simple chapters. The Bible said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, they're none of his. See, it takes the Spirit living in you to know what the Spirit has written down. Certainly they are simple chapters. I love this, verse 161. Oh, they are speaking chapters. I read a living Bible. It is alive. It is a King James Version. And anything else, as far as I'm concerned, is perversion. But certainly this has the words of life that live. And if your Bible's not alive to you, then I check up to see if the giver of life lives in you. They're speaking chapters, verse 161. He said, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Oh, I'm glad the Bible speaks to me. I'm glad it talks to me. This is just not a book. It's the book. The hymn book of the hour and of the day that you and I live. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. See, I'd rather stand on the old-time chapters than anything I know. Somebody said it's out of date. No, it's right on time. It's telling forth what's coming tomorrow. Stand on the old time chapters than anything I know. I'd rather sit in an old time church than anything I know. I'd rather sit in a church. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter number 3. 1 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse 15. Paul told Timothy, he said, if I tarry long, he said, if thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. I'd rather sit in an old-time church than anything I know. A church, first of all, that would preach the Word. I'm glad that the Word of God is alive this morning. I'm glad that the Word of God is alive in the church that I attend. Preach the Word. You know what the fundamental church is missing in the day and hour that you and I live? It's not giving, they've given more than they've ever gave. It's not witnessing, they're witnessing more than they've ever witnessed. But it's the lack of preaching the Word of God. I'm glad that I sit in an old-time church that preaches the Word. Somebody said, what about a puppet show in the church? I say there's enough puppets in the pulpit. Let's just preach the Word. Preach the Word. I'm glad I said in an old-time church, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather Set an old-time church, a church that preached the Word. Secondly, a church that would part from the world. You don't want preaching. Part from the world. I'm glad that I sit in a church that you know you've been to church when you leave. I'm glad that I sit in a church that parts itself from this old wicked society. Boy, sinners are welcome, but the sin's not welcome. Oh, I'm glad I'm a member of the blood-washed band who parts themselves from the world. Jesus said, be separate and come out from among them. The church house ought to look different. The church house ought to sound different. The church house ought to be different. I'd rather sit in an old-time church than anything I know. A church that'll preach the Word, that apart from the world. A church that'll promote worship. Some places call it the worship hour, but there's not a second of worship. But oh, I'm glad I'm an old-time Christian that loves worship. Somebody said one time, they once said that running, crying, slanging, and a shouting ain't for me. I'm glad it's for me. Oh, a church that would promote worship. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Somebody said the main priority of the church was reaching the lost. I differ from that. I believe we should reach the lost with any cost and at all costs. But I believe that the main diadem of the church that Jesus established is to worship Him in spirit and in truth. For He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me. He said that He must have the preeminence of the church. Oh, may I say, when we lift Jesus high and lifted, then sinners will be born by the good grace of God. For when you see Jesus, you'll see the need of a Savior. My friend, the reason more people are not being saved in the day and hour that you and I live is He's not being lifted. He's become lowly as the rest of the world. But I remind you, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. He said in John's Gospel, chapter number 4 or 5, He seeks such as those to worship Him. Oh, I'm glad this morning I'm in a church that promotes worship. It should be the ultimate priority. You hear me? If you'll worship God, you'll get a burden for sinners. If you'll worship God, you'll give your tithe. If you'll worship God, you'll be faithful at the house of God. Worship is the ultimate priority. We must worship Him in spirit and truth. We say the worship hour at 11 o'clock. I'm glad worship hour starts at 9:45. Well, somebody shout glory. He's worthy of our praise. He don't need your little program nor your pocketbook. We must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Oh, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know that promotes worship. Brother Don, I'm sure there's been some ministers that's laughed at me and you. Said, I don't know what that old feller's so tore up and excited about. I don't know why your preacher undoes his tie and runs around the building, shouts and cries and slobbers and blows snot. But I'm going to tell you, I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Why would anybody want to have church? Not worship Him. I got better things to do. I got grass growing. I got trees a budding. I got a lot of things I need to be doing. If I couldn't go to the house of God and worship Him, I'd just stay at home. Amen. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Oh, I'd glad I belong to a church that'll preach the Word, that apart from the world, that promote worship. I'm glad that I sit in a church that prays willingly. Does my heart good to see families come to the altar and use the altar. By the way, do you know what the altar was intentionally used for? To get sacrifices off of the ground, because the ground was a curse. You see, many times we should use this altar as a sacrifice to praise. Wellness comes sometime not for anything, but just to praise. Just to say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Boy, I loved it when a young lady got up this morning and lifted her little hand. Whoop. Whoop. Well, glory. I'm glad that sometimes we can just praise Him. Oh, I'm so glad I'm in a church that prays willingly. I'm glad somebody will pray for me. You say, preacher, why did they come to the altar? It's none of your business. Matter of fact, you probably ought to run your head in the horns of the altar. You might ought to try weeping your way to God every now and then. Oh, I'm glad I sit in an old-time church. You know, sometimes I wish this church would seat about 100. It's a little small area, and y'all just sitting all in the choir and around. That's the most wonderful time. Sometimes I think we built this thing way too big. I love it when you're slobbering on people, running, shouting, crying on people. Looked at my suit a while ago. They stuff on my suit. People's a hug me, squalling. Don't stop. I got a box of Kleenex where I sit. You got a box of Kleenex under your pew. I brought some visitors in one time to show them the building. They said, Lord, this must be a squalling bunch. I'm telling you, it'll do you good to weep your way to where God is this morning. Oh, I'm glad that I sit in a church that I pray willingly. Oh, I need your prayers this morning. We need to pray one for another. I'm glad I sat in a church that'll provide a witness. Jesus said, if you have love one for another, then shall they know that you are my disciples indeed. Oh, if you want to witness to the world, love one another. I'm glad I sat in an old-time church that provides a witness. Boy, isn't it a blessing? Sometimes when you have fellowship, you forget about everything and anything. You just love of one another. What about Wednesday night? Wasn't that sweet? I left. I said, my wife said, that's the shortest sermon I've ever heard you preach. Oh, what a sweet spirit at the house of God. That'll provide a witness. I'm glad I sat in an old-time church that'll practice winning souls. What are you talking about, preacher? Oh, yeah, I'm glad I sat in a church that somebody knows God, that'll witness out on the job, out in the grocery store, out at the restaurant. Little lady brought us our food Thursday night to the table. I said, honey, I want to ask you something. Do you know Jesus? My girl said, my, what a way to greet a waitress. I said, well, I tell you what, I'm glad somebody had compassion for me. Amen. Told me about the love of Christ that washed away all my sin. I was riding to lunch Friday with a boy that God allowed me to tell him about Jesus. You'd heard me tell about old Tommy the night he got saved. I was riding down the road, I said, Tommy, it was a great hour that I can reflect to when God had me to witness to you and He drew you into Him that night. He said, preacher, I said, I'm getting chills all over. Oh, I'm glad that I'm in a church that practice winning souls.
You know, sheep get sheep. Do you know that? We ought to be reaching out to our loved ones and our families in a way that we've never reached. I mean, we ought to be inviting them to come to church. We ought to be living a lifestyle in front of them that can see something happen to us. I'm just old-fashioned enough to believe that salt will make you thirsty. You put enough salt in what you eat, you're going to want some water. We need to be salt and light in the day that me and you live. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather stand on the old-time chapters. I'd rather sit in an old-time church. I'd rather sing in an old-time choir, Brother Tim. Colossians 3, verse 12. Colossians 3, verse 12. If y'all want to enjoy it, I'll just enjoy it by myself. I've been enjoying it since God gave it to me yesterday morning. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 12. I'm glad that I can be an old-time Christian and sing in an old-time choir. What a privilege. Colossians 3, verse 12. Put on therefore the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave ye, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. I'd rather sing in an old-time choir than anything I know. A choir that sings holy songs. A choir that sings harmonious songs. Not four-part harmony, but a choir that's singing in harmony. In unity, going in one direction, praising the Master. Oh, I'm glad I can hear that kind of singing. I don't understand these robes, and I'm not knocking it. But I tell you what, I'd rather have a bunch of folks filled with God up a singing, knowing what He's done to them, than anything I know. And so I'm glad that I'm singing in an old-time choir. Y'all like that good choir singing, do you? Say amen, your tongue been cut out. I'd rather sing in an old-time choir. Harmonious song. Happy song. Heavenly song. You say, preacher, are they singing that way in heaven? I don't know, but a lot of them left out singing that way. Boy, I've heard them shout and sing, get happy in the choir. Somebody said, ooh, somebody got happy in the choir. Well, it's something to get happy about. Happy. You ever thought about being happy? Paul said, I'm just going to think myself happy. That's what happens to me from time to time. I just think myself happy. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather stand on the old-time chapters. I'd rather sit in the old-time church. I'd rather sing in an old-time choir. But I'm going to tell you this morning, watch out. I'd rather sail with an old-time captain than anything I know. You see, the Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 9, but we see Jesus, He was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. He crowned with glory and honor that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became Him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. I'd rather sail with an old-time captain than anything I know.
You see, our captain sees the storm. You'll notice in Mark Gospel chapter number 4, when Jesus told His disciples to go to the other side, He was in the ship with them. He seen the storm that was going to come out. You see, I'd rather sail than an old-time captain. A captain that sees the storm. Secondly, a captain that sails in the storm. Aren't you glad that He goes with you wherever you go? A captain that speaks to the storm. Did you know He's the only captain that can speak to the storm? There's a lot to speak about the storm, but He spoke to the storm. He said, "Hey, peace, be still." I'm glad I've got a captain on board my ship like that. You say, when you got a captain like that, you can take and just rest in the good grace of God. No matter how it's a rocking or bouncing, you can realize that you've got a captain. I'm glad I've got a captain that sees the storm. I'm glad I've got a captain that sails in the storm. I'm glad I've got a captain that speaks to the storm. And I'm glad I've got a captain that can stop the storm. You know, it's one good thing about storms I love that they all do. It stops. Every violent storm you've ever heard, you heard about it. Why? Because it stopped. Oh, I'm glad He can steal my storm. Are you in a storm this morning? I know the captain. I know the captain that's never lost a crew. He's Jesus. And I'm glad I am sailing with the captain. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Brother Ken, you just get too carried away about Jesus. Well, I'm a sailing with the captain. The last orders He give me is to preach the gospel, stay faithful, and stay put. He changed my direction. I'm saying, hallelujah to the captain. He knows where we are. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. You see, I would rather stand on the old-time chapters. I'm standing on them, are you? They're not too popular. When you stand on them, they'll talk about you. When you stand on them, they'll label you. But I'd rather stand on the old-time chapters. I would rather sit in an old-time church. I'd rather sing in an old-time choir. I'd rather sail an old-time captain. Lastly, I'd rather share an old-time cure. I'm not so sure about these new medicines. I like them old remedies. And I want to share with you an old-time cure this morning. Found in Acts 4, verse number 9. Boy, what scriptures. Oh, what scriptures. Watch out, you Bible. I may run out of the back door of the church. Acts 4, verse number 9. Look at. I'd rather share an old-time cure. Acts 4, verse number 9. The Bible said, "If we this day be examined of the good deed done to them potent man, of what means is he made whole?" They talk about the man that laid at the beautiful gate. Peter said, "Be it known to you all and all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, even God raised from the dead, even by Him do this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." I'd rather share an old-time cure than anything I know. You'll notice in verse 10, there's Jesus the Christ. You'll notice in verse 10, there is Jesus the crucified. You'll find in verse 11, there is Jesus the corner. But you'll find in verse number 12, there is Jesus the cure. No other name under heaven. I'd say that carries a wide spectrum, wouldn't you, Miss Sherry, Brother David? You see, people don't need the AA dry out clinics. They need Jesus. You don't need to go and give your money to marriage counselors that make that profession. You just need Jesus. See, Jesus is a cure-all. I'm convinced of that. I'd rather tell you about this old-time cure than anything I know. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ain't He wonderful? Can I share this old country vernacular with you? Ain't He wonderful? Preachers, you know what has kept the preacher? Jesus. Choir, you know what helped the sing? Jesus. You know what helped them sinners out yonder that not many's got a burden for? Jesus. My little nephew, somehow or another, in that Church of Christ belt that was raised, found his way into a Baptist church not long ago and got saved. Feels the call to preach in the ministry. He's won his mama now to Christ. My mama called me last week, and that's what she said. I'm a praying for your brother that he'll get saved. Now, you might not know what I just said. And I'm talking about a Church of Christ woman that just used the word saved. She said, I know something's happened to you. She said, Jerry, come by. I said, Jerry, boy, I wish you'd go to church and get saved. I'd rather share an old time cure than anything I know. You say, Brother Kim, why don't you let the world come in? And why can't we do the things that the other churches are doing? Because I'm going to stay with what works. Brother Gerald, by the grace of God, I'm going to finish the way I've started. And that's a telling the old story. Jesus saves. There's a payday someday. Listen to those preacher this morning. There is a payday one of these days. If you're not saved, you'll never go to heaven. There's one name you must be saved by, Jesus. What you need this morning. I bet you need something. Would you come? I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.